All right, we are chatting with D. Harrison, the head coach of St. Stephen's football. Mr. Harrison, first of all, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day. Really appreciate it. How's back to school, back to practice going for you at this point?
It's actually really good. You know, we're excited to be back in school, for one, in person, and then two, actually having a season coming up. You know, we lost last year's season and stuff, and so we're really excited. The kids are really excited to come back out and put the pad on and get after it. So it's really actually a good thing
for us. What's kind of your background? You're new to the head coaching role at St. Stephen's, I know, but are you from the area originally, or how'd you get out here and involved with St. Stephen's?
No, actually, I grew up in Southeast Idaho, over in a little town called Rigby. It's not so little anymore. But anyway, went to Riggs College and played football there, and then did track and field there, and then I moved on to Idaho State University, got a degree there. Then I actually took off and went over to Eastern Oregon University, where I coached football and did track there. And then came back to Southeast Idaho, was head football coach at Firth High School and also at West Jefferson High School over there. And then came to Wyoming because they paid a little bit better. And so came to Wyoming, went to Arapahoe School, and was just a junior high coach there, you know, for 5 years, and came over here to St. Stephen's, was an assistant football coach here at St. Stephen's for the past 4 years, almost 5 years, this is fifth year here. And then when Billy Bros took a job at in the Dallas as their athletic director, I kind of got promoted to head football coach here. So kind of, I've had experience as a head, couple of head jobs, and definitely been in the coaching realm for a while. So,
yeah, very good. How have the first few practices of the season gone? It sounds like you're very familiar with the program and the kids, but, so far specifically this year, how's everything going?
We're a little rusty. But other than that, we're figuring things out. It's actually, you know, I've been running the offense for the last 4 years, so the offense we've kind of figured out, and they're figuring out still and stuff like that, with just trying to remember what we do and how we do it and different things like that. But like I said, they're a little rusty, but we're figuring things out, and we're doing the right things. So we're happy about that.
The transition to nine-man football, I'm just curious, as a coach, did that present a whole new world to you? I know nine-man may not be totally different than 11-man like six-man is, but it seems like there's some new wrinkles in there you got to learn.
Actually, we're more built for nine-man, and so this is actually a good thing for us, just size-wise and speed-wise. We're six man, we just didn't have the speed without it to train for six man. And so we weren't extremely successful at six man just because of that aspect of it. But with nine man, you know, we've got some big guys, and with the type of offense that we're gonna be running and stuff, it actually helps us to go nine man.
I know coaches hate.
We're kind of excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. I know coaches hate individual spotlights, especially on a team sport like football, but if we're not super familiar with the program or we're looking to get back into it, who are some of the names, some of the captains or seniors we should keep an eye out for this year?
You know, actually, we're actually really young. I've only got three seniors on the team right now. One's a returner, two Jenkins, he's a returner. Senior, he's only one of them. Caden Coles is another senior that we have, and then Jordan Barraza is another senior that we have. And those three guys, basically, you know, they're going to help out the team and stuff like that. They're going to be leaders for it. But some of the guys that we really are going to spotlight and really look at are probably going to be, you know, my quarterback Angel Monroe, and his backup with Tyron Ridgely. And then I got a couple of juniors that are really good that I'm really excited about. They were in the weight room all summer. Really happy about this Bluebird. Oh, sorry. And then Virgil Monroe on the offensive line. I'm excited about him. And then on the defensive line, I got a kid by the name of Jonathan Spoonhunter. So really, honestly, I'm really excited about what we have. It's just a matter of getting the boys excited about it and seeing the potential that they have, especially with the year off and not really seeing action for a year. They really, and also moving to 9-man, they really don't know what to expect, you know, looking at new teams and new people that they've never played against.
Right. So. That opening game this Friday seems like a tough draw with Lusk. Do you like going on the road in week one? Do you know anything about Lusk?
You know, I've talked to their coach. He's a great guy. And I've seen some film on him and stuff. They do things right, and they're a good team. You know, size-wise, we match up really well to them. But I really don't know. We'll see what happens. We've got the whole practice, nine practices before the first game is kind of an issue with us, and then also, you know, eligibility grade wise is always an issue with us. So really, those two factors have to come into play for that game on Friday. It will definitely test us and test our abilities and test and show us exactly where we're at and what we need to look at. So. Going on the road, actually, I like going on the road first off, just for the fact that it kind of helps us get focused on what we need to do without the outside influences coming in type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going on the road, you got 3.5 hours on a bus where you can sit and think and relax and different things like that, come together as a team and then walk throughs and different things. So.
Yeah.
Kind of excited.
Great. Final question for me today, Coach, is just kind of a generic one. How can we support your team? How can the community around St. Stephen's, the reservation, Riverton, and beyond, is it showing up to games? Is there anything else you guys are doing? How can we cheer on the Eagles and make them successful this year?
Well, right now, showing up to games is always huge for us. You know, we love the crowd support. We love, you know, our fans and that type of thing. We do have what's called a fan quad fundraiser going on right now. Get with one of the St. Stephen's football boys, and they'll definitely tell you about that, where you can buy St. Stephen's football gear, like T-shirts and shorts and, you know, different things like that on a webpage. And then also we've got another fundraiser that's going on with our businesses that support us, that we put up banners for them and give them public notice and stuff like that for things. So just fundraising and supporting the team and supporting the boys, you know, that's the biggest thing that we can do, and just being a positive influence on those boys and making sure that they know that they're loved and cared about by the community.
Definitely. All right, Coach, really appreciate your time. Safe travels this weekend, and good luck, and can't wait to cheer for you all season.
All right. Thank you, guys, for the interview. This was awesome. Thank you.